Welcome back to the Hate It or Love It podcast.
Hate It or Love It podcast.
Season 2. Bigger and better than before. Featuring Chris Stewart, Caleb Castile, and Moises Mendoza. We'll be covering sports, pop culture, current events, local dining, breweries, and more.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at hateitorloveit_pod.
So kick back, pour yourself a drink, and tune in. Remember, Mountaineers are always welcome here.
Make sure this thing's on. Welcome back. Oh, wait. Let me take a mask off. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back at it. Hate It or Love It podcast season 2.
Let's get it.
It's been a while, but we're back. We're glad to be back with y'all.
Yes, sir. Season 2.
Ooh, so, it's been quite a year and a half, y'all.
Quite a lot has changed.
So, I guess we're just going to go ahead and jump into our first topic. Virtual. How have you guys been dealing with everything just being virtual nowadays?
I mean, honestly, just to say the point, I mean, we're in my quote-unquote office. Our guest room right now has turned into my basically office slash desk slash workout room. So, I mean, I haven't been out into the office in almost 2 years, basically, come February, except twice to get a new laptop. I mean, that's the biggest thing to me is literally just working from home. At some point, I guess we'll go back into the office or like some hybrid type of thing, but I don't know what the future is. But, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been into an office the last year and a half too, and it's just, yeah, it's way different. You know, it's got a lot of annoying things with it. You know, I personally like going in and talking to people, and then, you know, now we have to turn our cameras on the computer and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's just changed quite a bit. It's weird.
Yeah, it's like weird. One of the, like, since I have a team of like 10 people that I've managed, and one of the things we tried to do when we first were remote is like, do the virtual happy hours and do the stuff with everyone getting together. And like, I know different people that I work around, like they do things where everyone has to wear like hats and dress up and do this and do yep. that. And like that lasted for all of like 3 months and yeah. then everyone was over it. I don't know. What do you,
yeah. I mean, we did that too. And I was responsible so we would have games, right. And I would lose them cause I didn't give a shit about them. And then the loser would have to choose or find the next game to play. So it was just, it was a constant nightmare. I mean, like, it was just, you know, everyone turn on their cameras, say, you know, a bunch of corny stuff. And, yeah, we had some stuff like that, too. Like, who has, like, the, you know, the weirdest hat? Who has the coolest mask? It was just different.
It's just not the same virtual because you want that interaction in person. Yeah. And also, you're at home, you've got your background going on. If you've got kids, if you got dogs barking in the background, you're somebody wants you to make dinner or whatever, you're just like, I just want to get this thing over with and done.
Yep. And then, you know, just constantly like on a call or whatever, or if you have video on, you just see someone's mouth moving, or you call on someone like Caleb and you don't hear anything. Oh, sorry, you know, the mute button was on. I'm so tired of hearing that.
The mute thing was the biggest thing ever.
I couldn't find my mute button.
Yeah, it was just, and now people use that and everything like as an excuse, like, oh, I was on mute. No, you just weren't paying attention to what exactly. I said. You don't know what to say. Like, I can see when you're on mute now because there's a button. Yep. And it literally shows on the screen if you're on mute or not. But I mean, right. like, it's just like, everyone's like, every single thing that changes, everyone just uses that stuff for an excuse. And I'm just like, whatever. But then, like, back to the happy hour thing, too. Now, when I do the happy hours and everything, it's like a task. I don't want the happy hour is supposed to be a task, it's supposed to be something fun, it's supposed to dial out of work, you know, be like, oh, I want to jump back into it, I want to have a good time with my colleagues and then disconnect or whatever, unplug.
You're not really unplugging during those because you're like, oh, what are you drinking? And then, you know, your dog goes in the background. Oh, what kind of dog do you have? Oh, and then your kid. Oh.
Well, and
you know,
everyone talks over each other. So that's even more frustrating. Like, does everyone keep talking?
Yeah, exactly.
This is like that. I'm just like, man, this is not fun. This is more annoying than anything. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and it's that, where do you mix like work and home life? Because it's kind of like immersed together, especially like, I know like work happy hour is a lot of fun. But, like, if I'm just drinking with friends, I want to keep that completely separate from any type of work stuff.
And that's what, like, that's why a lot of people got burned out during the pandemic, in my opinion, me being one of those, is that, you know, you're working. One, you felt like you had to work longer, right? Because you're at home. It's like your computer's right there. I might as well just hop on and work for a couple more hours. Then on top of that, after you're done working, you have to do something outside of work, like a happy hour. and it's still associating it to work. It's not the same as going to an actual bar and not working, because, you know, you're on the computer there, video, you get an email that comes in, and then somehow, some way, it's just, you're just more likely to talk about work. You're still going to talk about it like at an actual bar, but something about like the computer just made it 20 times worse and it's burning people out.
Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest thing too, with when you go to happy hours, like not even disconnect from work, but also disconnect from the rest of your life. If you're right at home, you have stuff going on in your home. If your kids are there, I don't have kids, but I'm sure that people feel like this. If your kids are there, you're not disconnecting from them. Like when you're, because they're true in the background, they're doing something else. So you're in your mind, you're being cognizant of all that. You're doing this stuff. And sometimes, and also you don't want to talk to every single person when you go to happy hour. You go to happy hour, talk to 5 or 6 people, whatever. I don't want to talk to 20 people that are on the screen or whatever. We're not, we don't have common interests. We don't do whatever. Some people I just want to go there and talk to, do this, do that, rip a shot, do whatever I want to do. I don't want to have to like right just sit there with like a little beer in my hand and be like, oh, like no right one's really having fun.
And I feel like work happy hours are just a good way to humanize people that you work with, because you get to see them outside of a context besides work. Like even if it's your big boss or somebody that you've always been intimidated by, you have a beer with them. You're like, you know what? This guy is literally just like me. Like right, he likes beer. He just likes to hang out. And that's what I love about physical happy hours. You really get to just bond with people on a different level, because no matter what people say, like alcohol definitely eases things out to have conversations with people and just get closer to them.
Oh, it lubricates the lips. You know, people, you talk more and you, whoa, you know, it's just, yeah, I use the word lube. But no, it does. You know, to your point, you know, the boss that you thought was an asshole turns out to be cool as shit. I mean, it just, it's just way better in person.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is too, like, I mean, over like people get, new people get hired. Like I've hired like 3 or 4 people since they've started. I've never even met them.
Yeah.
So that's the weirdest thing. Like, I mean, I don't know if this person's 6 feet tall or, you know, 5'2" or whatever. I mean, not that it matters or I care, but it's just like, it'd be cool to meet people. Like you said, like Moy was saying, like when you meet people, you actually get to, you know, have some drinks with them, not be so formal, not be so professional all the time.
Right.
Like there's place and time for everything, but I mean, that's how I've made a lot of relationships or got to know people is outside of work. Right. Get to like break down with them, chill with them, get on a one-on-one level to know, get to know them. I don't know. And this virtual stuff is not, it's beat.
I agree. Yeah.
I've got a question for y'all and the listeners. How drunk are you allowed to get at work happy hours?
None. It just looks way different on camera if you're drunk, because no one else is probably getting drunk. So these work happy hours, I've had maybe 2 beers. Maybe.
Yeah, so I'm probably on the opposite end of the spectrum. So, I mean, not just 2 beers. I've had more than, I'm not getting hammered or anything, but I mean.
Sounds like it.
I'll have more than 2 beers. So, yeah, I'll have like.
Caleb, your camera's off.
But no, not the, oh, sorry, in person.
Person or hour. Either
but
or.
Not, yeah, not, no, the.
Yeah, it's whatever, like the virtual
happy hour. I don't basically drink
I'm trying
at all
to get off.
We did one thing where it's like, and they basically send you the drinks, and like you have like a little cocktail that you make, and everyone makes it together type of thing, like they do with like
really
Hello Chef. Wait, no,
it would be
Hello Chef. Fresh, and but I'm saying I got
the, oh, it's I one of those. Okay.
It's just a company that does drinks. They do it like that.
Oh, that's awesome. Send,
yeah, it's kind of cool. But other than that, yeah, I'm not drinking at the virtual happy hours. But I always tell people, you know, if you're at a happy hour or anything at work, you know, you want to be part of the story, not the story. That's the biggest thing. Like, you know, you don't want people saying, oh, this person was messed up. You can be part of the story, just don't be the story. That's when
things are.
Because we have this one thing when we used to, it's called Race for the Cup or whatever. And basically, our whole entire company would basically split up into like 5 teams and then legitimately rent out these party buses and travel around Northern Virginia and have something like a scavenger hunt. But the whole entire time you're drinking and doing stuff. And then after that, you go back to happy hour. So, I mean, legitimately, everyone's on a party bus drinking and going to happy hour right after that.
Right.
It's a 7 or 8 hour thing. So, people are going to, you know, be tipsy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you just can't be getting blacked out. I mean, people, I mean, in the following that, people got, had to go to HR like that next Monday.
Right.
Because
right,
people are like, hey, what you did was not cool, whatever. I mean, no one got fired or anything. But, yeah, like Chris said, you can't be getting too twisted up.
Yeah. So, with that, back in the day, pre-pandemic, physical happy hours, going to an actual bar, you got music going. What are your top 5 songs you're playing on the Touch Tunes?
I mean, that reminds me of like when we went to Spage, right? Like back in the day, Sports Page in Morgantown. Like they had the Touch Tunes there and they didn't have live music or anything. So it was basically first come, first serve. So I would throw in, as soon as we got down there, I'd throw in whatever, $40 or whatever. It'd be like, hey, if we're going to be there. I wouldn't say I have a
money
top
in college.
Yeah. whatever. If we would have a good time, if I'm going to go out, at least we're going to have a good time and not be miserable. I don't like live bands or any of that stuff. I mean, you know, when we went to go to Joe's, I was like, I'm not going.
That was amazing. I don't know what's wrong with you. Yeah. So fun.
I don't know. It gives me a headache.
So what songs are you playing in
Tokyo or whatever. But I don't know if I have top five. I think I just want to play, like, I don't play the music for, this is selfish, right? I don't play the music for everybody. I just play the music that, like, the newer music and what I want to hear or whatever for, like, our friends. People. I don't want to go and play, like, I don't know, Sweet Home Alabama or any of that kind of stuff. Like,
You don't care if you're, like, in a country bar and you just start playing, like, all the rap songs and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm playing to the crowd, man.
Yeah, you got to read the room.
I'm going to play at, like, 90% of the bars because if I'm choosing the music, it's not about me. It is, but it isn't. I'm going to choose some songs that I like, for sure, but yeah. I'm going to choose, like, the songs that, like, most people like and they can sing along.
Well, the thing I love about the Touch Tunes is you can literally pick any bar that it's in, and you can pay money and play any song. So I'll just pick random bars and just play Baby by Justin Bieber for, like, 20 songs. And, yeah, it might be a waste of money, but it brings me humor, you know? Yeah, just think if you're sitting in a bar and you hear Baby, like, 10 times in a row, you're like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, listeners, what about y'all? Do you guys play to the crowd, or are you selfish like Caleb, and you just play what you want to hear? Let us know in the comments. Drop something on our Instagram.
Hate it or love it, _pod.
So, talking about virtual and going back to the office and stuff like that, when you guys were in the office, what are some stuff that really annoyed you, whether it was coworkers or anything along those lines? Chris?
I mean, this is probably, so many people can sympathize with me on this one. Hey, how you doing? Living the dream, man. I'm so tired of that saying. We've been saying it for years. We know you're not living the dream. I'm not living the dream. We're both here. I get it. I can't stand that saying. It's just, I get it, man. I don't know. I just can't. I don't even have any other words for it. I hate that saying. That's like, living the dream.
That's like just another day in paradise.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, those are all under the same categories. Living the dream, another day in paradise.
One thing that I say is like, live to serve to live.
Yeah, I don't like that either. Oh. That's crazy. Yeah,
that's what you say back at like Cheddar's or whatever. I mean, like, I'm literally serving people, like, you know.
It's unique. I don't hear that one as much as I hear the other ones.
That one's not as bad.
I'd actually be okay with that one as opposed to all the other ones. Or just something about being at work just makes people have really corny jokes. Yeah. And I don't know what it is. Like, they just make the jokes and you're just like, oh, damn, like, I got to laugh at this or I'm going to be rude. And you guys probably get those too, right?
No, yeah.
Well, now, especially, like, since we're people still do it remote, right? And now everyone's on camera, so you're, like, fake laughing, like, oh. Like,
yeah.
It's like the Chris Paul. I don't know if you guys seen, like, the Chris Paul when he's, like, laughing. It's like, her or whatever. Yeah. He's like, ah, and then turns his head and he's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I've done that a couple times on camera where, like, I'll laugh at something and then, like, someone's mentioning and be like, are you not happy or whatever? Like, I saw that or, like, whatever. Like, someone else on my team or whatever.
Yeah,
be like, you're on camera or whatever. And I was just like, oh, it's like when you have the mask on and no one can see what your mouth is doing.
Yeah.
And then you have the mask and now people are like, oh, I don't have my mask on anymore.
Yeah.
Like, and now you're, like, people mouth mumbling and moving and stuff. Like, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, shit.
You know, yeah. There's so many bad sayings. And then, like, the worst thing is, too, or another bad thing is that we don't need to talk about the weather every day. We all have the weather app. We all have phones. We can all get on a computer and see what the weather's going to be like this weekend. And unless you're one of, like, my close, like, actual friends at work, I don't give a shit about what you're doing on the weekend. I don't care. I mean, I know that's not really small talk, but the weather thing just really, because the weather and the weekend talk are just kind of synonymous. You talk about the weather, you talk about the weekend. You talk about the weekend, you talk about the weather. I don't like the weather talk. It's just terrible. It's annoying.
I mean, especially since we're remote now, like, I have, like, a lot of people, like, have, like, a mindset, right, that they're like, all right, just tell me what I got to do and let's get on with it. I don't need to sit on this camp. Like, Look, I'm here at my house. Like, so tell me what's up, what needs to be done, what we got to do, and let's just do it. I don't need to have the small talk. I don't need to talk to you all day, every day. We can team, Skype, whatever. and chat here and there, but I mean, there's no need for us to have small talk when we're not sitting right next to each other. It's just pointless.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then you have to just, like, you know, the world is just filled with, like, I don't know, interesting people. I'm going to call out a friend of mine. I'm not going to name him, but you always have the possibility when you go back into work is that you bring in your lunch and people will, they're going to mess with it. Like, we have a friend, not going to name names, that this friend would, you know, he'd go into the community refrigerator, and if so-and-so packed something that looked delicious, he would eat some of it. What? If there was a yogurt there that he was hungry for his mid-morning snack, he would eat it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead-ass serious.
I have a friend like that, too, actually.
Yeah. Oh, do you?
Yeah, it doesn't work with me anymore, though, but
either. Man, maybe we know friends? The same person. Mutual maybe friends? It is mutual maybe, friend.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, people like that.
That would make me so mad. Because
yeah, you just have people that just, like, they just assume stuff is theirs.
That's like the
just,
story of people that, you have somebody in the office that does that, and they'll put, like, extra peppers or laxative in their food. Yeah. And that person never touches their meal again. Someone should have done that to that mutual friend that you guys have.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like the best way to teach someone. Like, don't mess with. Could you imagine that? You, like, you pack a nice-ass lunch, and you go in there. And
it's gone.
And there's, like, three bites out of your sandwich.
Well, the thing is, man. Too, like, I'm just laughing because
let me find who that is.
We used to go on, like, walks together, like, on our breaks and stuff for and he'd be like, yeah, I've seen this in there for like 3 days. I'm going to take it.
He's been eyeing it.
Yeah, he's been eyeing it like, oh, man. It's like, oh, all right.
Honey, I don't eat lunch today. I'm good.
Well, people do go extra, though, with like their lunches and stuff back in the office. There'd be people that bring in a whole rotisserie chicken and keep it in there for a week and eat piece by piece. Like, you don't need to be bringing in your week worth of lunch or like a container of lunch meat, like a bag of bread, like the freezer would be full of stuff. Like, they bring in their whole entire week worth of food and leave it in there. I was like, that's not the purpose of this. This is to keep your... This is like a cooler. You bring your stuff in for the day, and then that's it. You don't keep it in here. This isn't your home.
Well, and then there's some stuff that you just... I agree with that. But it's one day, you bring it, you go home. This isn't your second fridge from home.
Exactly.
But then there's some stuff that, like, people will do. And again, this is just opinion, you know, because I'm not a picky eater. But there are some stuff that people heat up, and they know they shouldn't be heating up. Fish being one of them.
Caleb does that.
Do you have anything to say about heating up fish at work?
I've heated up salmon a couple times at work, but I will say this. If you want to pay for my lunch, then by all means, pay for my lunch and I'll do whatever. But this is what I had for dinner last night. So this is what I'm having for lunch today.
It's etiquette, so bro. It's etiquette.
I keep it covered, and our kitchen is literally, I don't know, 20 yards away from anyone's desk or whatever. It's not like it's
the microwave after smell. Right. Nobody wants to smell your cod, your salmon, whatever you make. Fish should
like eight microwaves where we work at. They can use another one or something. I don't know. It'll cool off.
That's
like
not proper etiquette, bro.
It's not, man. There's just some stuff in that fish being one of them. Come on.
I keep it covered. I do whatever. Sometimes I'll take the fish and I won't warm it up. I'll eat it cold.
So that's what you should do every time. I bring salmon. I used to bring salmon to work all the time. I never heat it up because I didn't want the whole office smelling like fish. I cared about people and like you.
That's one of the reasons why I'm glad that we're about. I'm just over people, too, because it doesn't matter. Like, if you pack a lunch, everyone's like, oh, what you got over there? What you doing? Whatever. I'm like, you have to ask every day.
Yeah.
Like, you have to know what I'm eating every single day. I don't do that to you.
Yep.
Like.
And then they, like, they just look over your lunch, and they start to smell it. And I'm like,
what you got there today?
Yeah. Can you back off? And then you got to tell them what you did to make it. And, it's just.
Well, I'm kind of at lunch, so I don't really want to talk.
Yeah, this is my break
right now, but okay.
And are those people ever actually going to make that food?
No, never.
They just want to, like, or, like, you want a bite? Like, if I give you a bite, will you go away?
Yeah. Like, it's, I don't know. And it's just, one thing, though, is that going into the, like, being into an office or whatever, you are kind of forced to, like, if you have that one coworker you don't want to get lunch with, like, you're kind of forced to eventually get lunch with them. You know what I mean? Like, you can only put it off for so long. And
well, I mean, you worked right down the road from me and never got lunch to me. You're too busy, man. So
Well, yeah, I mean, there are certain ways to avoid people you don't want to be around. But, I mean, I don't know. It's just,
I can take a hint.
Being in an office is just,
So I guess that comes to a good topic for our viewers and you guys. How comfortable are you guys being friends with your coworkers? Like, is that a strict no-no for you, or are you okay with doing that? Because I know a lot of people, myself included, most of the time, I don't want to be friends with my coworkers. I try to keep them completely separate.
So, I've evolved on this, right? So, I used to think that, like, you know, especially if you're managing people, you can't be friends with them, right? You know, John Dutton in Yellowstone, great show, by the way, said, you know, he just never had really good luck being someone's friend and leading them. I used to think that too, but I think that you can be friends with your coworkers. I think you'd be friends with people that you manage. And my opinion is that you get more out of people or bring out the best in them if you can humanize with them. So if you're friends with them, they'll do more for you. So if they wanna take off like early on a Friday or whatever, you know, yeah, be cool with them. Be their friend about it, because the times that you need them to work longer, they're going to be more likely to do it, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion.
What about you, Kale?
Yeah, I mean, I actually talk to, like, I'm in a couple different, like, Instagram chats or whatever. Like, you know, they have people where you send stuff. Like, I do that to you guys also. But, I don't know.
Anything special?
I'm fine with it. I mean, as long as they know what, like, you know, decorum is like a time and a place for everything, right?
So, I mean, yeah, I don't see a big problem with it. I mean, as long as they, like I said, if they know when and where, like, you can't be at meetings and people just, like, acting like, you know, not being professional and stuff like that. But, I don't know. I think it's cool. It also helps because, like, it's like being friends with a regular person, right? Like, that you don't work with. You can be upfront with them, like, hey, man, I need you to do this or I need you to help me with this, rather than, like, being around the bush. Like, you have to have some type of...
Yeah, I agree with that.
...level.
Just like my friends who asked me to help them move multiple times, and it's just us three moving entire trucks and stuff like that. I've had a couple of friends that have done that.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've helped Chris move every single time he's moved since probably Morgantown.
And I just want to let people know, once you get past the age of 30, cold beer and pizza ain't going to do it for me anymore. Y'all better hire movers at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
And
I definitely agree.
You guys want to take annoying workplaces times 10? This is for, like, anybody who does photography or anything like that.
Whoa, okay.
When... we get into a place with a camera, the number one thing we hear is, you can make me look 10 years younger, huh? Or
slimmer?
Yeah, it's slimmer.
The camera takes 15 pounds off or whatever.
Make me look younger, or you can make me look way skinnier, or crop out the bad parts. I'm like, ha ha. Like, okay. After I hear the joke the 100th time.
Yeah, people are just, they're just corny.
I think work just makes people corny. And I think maybe because they feel like that's what's acceptable.
Yeah, and you know, you can't really be yourself and be like, say whatever, because you just don't know who you're going to offend. You know what I mean? Even if, you know, the intent's not there and, you know, you're just trying to take it at a funny level, you know, it could be wrong, could be, you know, someone could just take it the wrong way. So the best way to go about it is to be corny, I guess. I don't know.
So everyone listening, what annoys you guys at the workplace or doesn't annoy you at the workplace? Are you here for the cornery or not?
Drop it in the comments. Yep.
Drop it in the comments real quick, mate.
Okay, so we're in the summer. Everybody's feeling good about summer. You're going to a lot of cookouts.
Summertime.
Caleb, was that Caleb or Childish Gambino there? I can't tell.
Will Smith, but all right.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
A little off.
I was thinking of that one song by Childish Gambino that you love.
It feels like summer.
Yeah, that one, yeah. So what? When you go to cookouts, do you bring something? Like, what's proper etiquette? Like, how do you guys feel about that? Caleb, I'm going to go ahead and start with you.
I bring myself. My presence is my present. No, I'm kidding. You got to show up with something. You can't come up empty-handed. At least bring enough beer for yourself or something. Or at least send a text saying, like, hey, we're coming. Do you need anything? Like, you can't just show up and be like, oh, yeah, I'm good. I mean, I get it. Like, people are like, oh, yeah, well, you invited me or whatever. But, I mean, it's just common courtesy. Bring a bad guy. Do something. It's like... go out of your way. I mean, they're being nice enough to have you over. I mean, you know.
I agree with that. I'm not in the category of, like, that person that's going to bring something that they made. I'll go to the store and buy something. So I'll bring beer. I'll bring soda. I'll bring napkins, all that kind of stuff. I'm just not, just going to be honest, I'm not putting in the time to make something. Because there's really just, I don't get into cooking. So, yeah, you got to bring something. You have to bring something.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I think, and like, I think, like you said, the purchase stuff, the buy stuff, I think that's the easy way to do it. And I mean, that's what most people do. I don't think a lot of people really appreciate when people make things, like, and it's a negative thing, but I think people don't really even care.
It's just, like, yeah, it's exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, people like care as pepperoni bread. But yeah, I mean, that's
yeah.
the
stuff. That is true. Yeah.
Well, yeah, if it's like knocking out of the park.
Yeah.
That pepperoni bread.
Don't give too much praise now.
No, that pepperoni bread. Every time I'm like, Carrie, you make any of the pepperoni bread?
But no, I mean, yeah, if it's something that you hit it out of the park with, yeah, make it. But if it's just something that's like basic, buy it.
Yeah, 100%.
That's like my guacamole. Like, I get asked to bring that pretty much, go ahead and say your jokes, whatever, it's basic. But seriously, I get asked to bring that like pretty much every time I come to a cookout or someone's like, hey, can you make guac for us? And you know, I'm okay with that. Sometimes I'm like, I don't really feel like making this, but yeah. I go ahead and just make it because I know people do enjoy it. And
it's good.
And then I get the people that's like, oh, that guac is so good. Like, it's got so much flavor. And it's I'm like, recipe. Are you blowing some smoke up my ass or are you telling the truth? Like, I can't really tell. But I mean, and I'm going to be honest. I've been guilty of, I show up to Brandon's or Caleb's or someone, I don't have beer with me or anything like that.
Yeah, but we've been noticing.
But I always ask, can I Venmo you for whatever? Or once we start drinking, I'm like, hey, do you want me to run out and go grab another case of beer or something like that? Because I do feel like, at the very least, alcohol is always a good fallback plan. Bring alcohol, because usually we're going to end up running out or you don't get in much, as much as you think you need.
I agree with that. Yeah, you just can't be the friend that comes up empty-handed. People are just going to notice.
Well, and I would say the biggest thing, too, if you come empty-handed or whatever, that's fine. That's chill, whatever. But I hate the people that come empty-handed and want to be, they want the most.
Yeah.
Like, some of those people that don't come with anything, they want everything.
They drink all the beer.
Like, you can't, like, you can't do
they're on, like, all your, of that. Yeah, and, like, you subconsciously look at how many beers they get.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, you're on your, like, 10th beer, like, and you haven't offered to buy another case or send any money. Like, that's a problem. That's a problem.
Yeah, and then those are the people that, too, like, critique shit, too.
Like, oh, I mean, I don't really good, like this beer, but IPA.
And I get when you host, you know, it's always cool to be a good host and have enough. But if you have a good set of friends or something, it should be kind of like a potluck style. You know, people should bring a little bit of everything. You shouldn't be responsible for buying all the alcohol for people.
I agree.
And stuff like that. You should have just enough to get people started. But after that, everybody should be willing to bring a little bit of something.
Yeah. Anything extra.
I will say this, though. You can't have a party and say, oh, we'll have enough for everybody and not have enough.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can't be the person that's we're going to have good. You know how we do.
Yeah, don't bring anything.
Yeah, we good. And then show up and, like, it's like, no.
Next thing you know, you're on your way home getting Taco Bell or something.
You got to have, like, two bags of chips in bowls at least. Like, a couple little small things, just, like, some beer or something like that.
Yeah, like you said, something to get it started.
Yeah.
Right? And then, you know, especially, like, with the snacks and stuff. But then, yeah, if you're one of those people that, hey, you know, we're going to have a meal here, have enough for everyone. It's that simple. It's not hard, folks. So what do you guys think? Is it okay to show up to a cookout with empty-handed, or should you always bring something? Drop something in the comments. Hate it or love it, _pod. All right, so little ESPN drama here. Rachel Nichols was on a phone call, which, do you know, is she the one that dropped this, Caleb? Did she release this? Because I've heard reports.
No.
It was not her. Okay. Yeah. So Rachel Nichols was going to get reassigned to another position from the NBA Finals. And she was a little upset about that because she thought that it was paving the way for Marie Taylor to, you know, take her spot, who's now with NBC, already broadcasting for the Olympics, which is pretty cool. You know, had to secure the bag.
Sounds like a step up.
Yeah. I mean, she was in negotiations with ESPN for what she wanted was, you know, Stephen A. money, basically. I think even more. And then this happened. So I don't really know if that affected it, but it certainly didn't help it. But here's Rachel on this phone call here.
Sounds like a little gaslighting there.
Yeah. So I'm just curious what you guys think. I'll reserve my opinion for last. What do you think?
So she was angry because she felt like ESPN had to make up for their like adversity and stuff like that. And that's why they gave this other lady the position, if I'm understanding that correctly.
Basically, yeah. It seemed like from that phone call, it seems like she thought that ESPN was paving the way for Maria Taylor to take that position. by reassigning her to another position. Rachel, that is.
So how credible is the lady that she felt was like, how what's her credentials? Is it as much as this lady? Like, has she done enough? I'm just a little ignorant on the subject, so that's why I'm asking.
No, I mean, she's good. That's why she's doing the Olympics right now, and that's why she's with NBC, because ESPN messed this whole entire thing up, and this footage, or audio, just showed what happened. I mean, it's just a complete joke all around, honestly, if you ask me. And that's why ESPN picked her up and paid her the money that she wanted to get paid, and she's doing the Olympics right now. I mean, legitimately...
NBC, her last day,
oh, yeah,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Excuse me. NBC, yeah. I mean, she's good. And that's what she said. She's on NBA, she's on NFL, whatever, because she's good at her job. She's very good. I know Rachel's been around a long time, but I mean, you know, and this is the biggest thing that irritates me is like, you know, everybody can have their opinion. I completely understand what she's saying, but you can't be saying that in back channels. I mean, it's just like if your boss were to tell you something, or you were to be talking about your boss or talking about one of your coworkers about somebody else. I mean, if that's how you really feel, then say that to them. Make sure they're aware of that. Make sure everyone's aware of that. You can't be having an opinion on back channels and saying all this stuff and then be another way on the other. Because in the front side, clearly, I mean, I don't know everything about what's going on at ESPN. I don't work there. But I'm saying, if you look, no one had an idea she even said this. Everyone was like, what the hell happened? Why did she say this? What's going on? If that's how she really felt, she should have said this in meetings and been like, hey, I'm fine with this and doing whatever. But I mean, like, yeah, I want to keep my spot or whatever. And they're not, there's no pay cut. There's no whatever. She's still doing all this other stuff with NBA. They're just saying, we're going to let somebody else announce the finals of the NBA or whatever.
So I disagree with that in the sense of that everything that people say at home outside of their job is not something that they relay when they're at work.
Someone recorded this, like...
Yep, yeah. And then dropped it.
So was that legal or like...
I don't know. I mean,
like they say in media, anything that's not off the record is on the record.
Right.
But
right.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's a little sketchy, a little edgy, but...
So there's a lot of stuff that we've said outside of work that we say at home that we wouldn't say at work. And I think that this is one of them. And I think that, you know, she... I don't think she's wrong for being pissed about getting reassigned or losing this position. I know it's not a demotion. It's not a promotion. She's just doing a different task. But we've all been at work and we get assigned a different task and we have to do something else and we're pissed about it sometimes. So I don't see the problem with her being mad about this.
Yeah,
No,
I have no issue with her being mad. It's just the way you go about it. I mean,
she didn't take it to the proper channels.
Yeah, go through and tell people this is what the issue is. You can't, but if that comes out, it is what it is. Like you said this, and then back it. Don't come out with an apology then.
But she already said though.
And that say like, ESPN, oh, I didn't mean that, and start crying and give the fucking crocodile tears.
Did she
and stuff
say
like
that to the head of ESPN? Who was that conversation to that was
that
recorded?
Was like LeBron, when someone in LeBron James's PR team or something like that. She was just talking to somebody, just like basically just bitching the bitch.
So she should have went to the proper channels and said, hey, I know this lady's doing really well and stuff like, but I've been doing this for so long. I mean, I guess we don't know, but it sounds like in context she didn't because...
And she apologized. So what is she apologizing for if that's really how she feels?
She's just apologizing because, I'll just be straight up honest with you, that's just the way that the climate is now. You have to apologize for shit that you shouldn't even apologize for. That's the truth. Just trying to save her job. I don't think that apology is sincere. I think deep down, she thinks, as well as a lot of people, is that you didn't really do much wrong. You were pissed about losing... or getting reassigned to a position that you truly cared about and that you felt that you shouldn't have lost or got reassigned. That's what she's mad about, and there's nothing wrong with being mad about that. I don't get that. Now, a lot of people are like, well, what Rachel's really saying in that video is that Maria Taylor is getting this position because she's black. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's not true. She's been doing this for a long time, clearly not as long as Rachel, but I mean, she's good at her job. She's been doing this kind of stuff.
No, what I'm saying is, do you think that Rachel was implying that?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's what she's saying. Like, that's why she called it the stuff about the women. Like, I agree. ESPN, like, they've seen ESPN's had issues with, you know, women's rights, like equal rights, all this kind of stuff, so forth and so on. But I mean, you can't just use that as a cop out every time something doesn't go your way. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're on a team. This is the biggest thing. You're on a team. Mm-hmm. Everyone gets assigned things, and sometimes something gets put on your plate and something gets taken off your plate. That's part of it. You're working with the entire team. Don't think that it's just like I. Once you start talking about I, me, this and that, that's when it all goes south. If they say they don't want you to do something or whatever, then have a conversation. But, like, there's They did nothing monetary to take away from her. They did nothing. She's still doing part of the finals. She's not doing everything. You have all these people that work at ESPN.
She got some stuff taken away from her. Now, she has a right to be mad about it. She has a right to be mad about it. She also...
She can be mad about it, but don't...
Did they fully explain why they were taking it away from her? Did they say, hey, we just want to change a pace. We want to try something new. Maybe it's ESPN's fault that they didn't give her like a full explaining of what's going on. They just kind of sprung it up on her. She heard from different channels because that stuff happens nowadays.
No, they said she was saying too that they asked her and she said no, she declined.
But that was their way of doing it in a like secretive way to clear the way for Marie Taylor.
Well, now they don't have to worry about it because she cleared her own way and got packed her shit.
It sounds like she did better. Yeah. She's doing better.
She's great. I'm not saying
that. But if ESPN approached her and said, hey, this is what we want to do. Are you okay with this? And she said, no, it doesn't matter. It's her employer. She has to be okay with it. Right. And if she's still getting finals coverage and stuff like that, I don't think she needs to complain. She should be happy for, you know, especially women in broadcasting or sports journalism to have more opportunities because a lot of people discredit them automatically.
And she's still doing part of the, she still did part of the finals. Okay. That's the biggest thing. It's not like they just put her in a room and say, hey, see ya.
So if you were managing a team and you had John Smith that comes around here, such a popular name, right? And he's going to take 25% of your managing duties. And you just get a sense that they're opening the door for him. All right, and I'll put it into more context. So let's say if you're 60 years old, you're older. Someone younger comes along.
That happens.
And he's just doing 25% of your job. They're going to assign him 25% of the tasks that you do. You're not going to feel some type of way when you feel that you're doing a good job. You're not going to feel a different way? That's exactly what this is.
I guess,
I don't think it's an age thing, but I'm giving you an example.
I guess in that context, it makes sense. Exactly. Like someone's literally coming in to replace you.
Exactly. So,
but it's going to happen to all of us.
Absolutely. So I don't know if it's right.
But if she has the credentials, you should be embracing that person and trying to be a team with them because at the end of the day, you're trying to make the platform better.
That's
the
perfect world. We're talking about human nature.
If you care about your job, if you care about what you do and you're passionate about it, and sports, it sounds like people are usually pretty passionate about it.
They're also competitive.
But I also, can't discount, like, you work really hard to get those certain spots of, you know, covering this and covering that. So I'm sure it's really hard. Maybe somebody who's in sports journalism can talk to us and say, you know, how would you have reacted to this?
I mean, the biggest thing that the issue is she is good at her job. Like,
yeah.
Maria Taylor is good at her job. It wasn't just like, we're just doing this to do this. Shit evolves and stuff happens. Like, if she's good at her job, if someone's doing a good job at the job and she sees something happen, step the shit up. Be better.
Yep.
Fix it.
Fame yourself.
Thing was going out. It's not like she wasn't good. Yeah. And then if there's an issue, then don't say it, oh, it's because of this. Whatever. Don't try to make it seem like it's because of something else. If you're so good at your job, then no one's ever going to take it from you. You evolve.
That's
how the world works. It doesn't matter if someone's younger than you or coming up or older than you doing whatever. If you're doing a good job and they have a need for you and you're good at whatever, then they're going to keep you. You have to be wanted. You have to be that person. Like, I'm not trying to be motivational, but I'm saying
you have to keep evolving yourself.
Yeah, you have to do that.
And it's going
to
get to a point where we're all going to be like that.
Yeah, and she can have her opinion. She can say whatever, but don't use that cop-out of this race thing. How is it a cop-out? Because that's what she's saying. Like, clearly, if she was so great...
How is it a cop-out if that's what she truly feels?
But that's what she truly feels, but she doesn't truly know that.
She doesn't truly not know that.
But she's saying that, then to say that... What it is, like,
that's your opinion. We don't know if it's a cop out, and we don't know that it's not a cop out.
Well, we know that a bunch of other companies wanted her, Maria Taylor, so she must have been good at her job, or she wouldn't have.
No one's disputing that.
No, but I'm just saying, step the shit up or get the fuck out.
Disputing that. The thing is, too, is that I was talking to a friend about this the other day, when it happened, is that we don't really have a gauge like maybe we do numbers wise and we just haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. What makes a broadcaster good, right? I mean, you have the eye test, right? That like in the ear test is that, you know, they the way that they broadcast stuff, the way, you know what I mean? Like they just capture you, right? But we don't really have a way to like measure that. So it would be cool to kind of be able to measure that. Again, I think that's great that Marie Taylor went to NBC, got paid. She was going to get paid if she stayed at ESPN. She was going to get paid wherever she went. All I'm saying is that I don't have a problem with Rachel Nichols feeling the way that she did. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the way she,
yeah,
her feeling like, yeah, that either. Just go about the right way and express how you feel with people. Let them know.
And again, we're operating off the assumption that she didn't do that.
And we're, that ESPN did everything right. Because right, for all we know, they could have been sketchy right about it. Or, I mean, do they have a good track record of that stuff? Do we know?
I mean, no, I don't really think any broadcasting or news organization does.
It's cutthroat, I feel like, though.
It is. And I feel like ESPN is just, they're on the down.
I feel like downside. They thought they were, yeah, like the premier one and nobody was going to get close to them. But I feel like now, yep, it's getting to the point where other people are getting right there with them.
Yeah. Fox, yeah, Sports is great.
I mean, what's the one that had like the 8K cameras and the football at the end zone and everybody was tweeting about it?
Oh, that's just, oh, a simple filter, bro. You can just,
oh, no, like, I have the same camera that, yeah, that person does. I have the same camera that person does. So, years, so. I, yeah. Maybe if they get me down to a field, I can do the same thing.
Right?
I saw the Lions were hiring. Maybe, never mind. I don't want to work for the Lions. Even it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Speaking about sports, Olympics, how are you guys feeling about all the new summer sports? I mean, they canceled it last year and it got postponed, right? Yeah. So now we've got a bunch of new sports, skateboarding. And I was watching the skateboarding one, and this one dude came off the ramp, fell off, and like, it was horrible. He hit a railing. It looked very painful. How are you guys feeling about the Olympics this year? Basketball team is not looking great.
I'm excited. I think all the, they're cool. I love watching the Olympics, winter, summer, all of it. Yeah, team handball, all kind of crazy stuff they're making. Like, I mean, like you're saying before, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if eventually, like, cornhole, all kind of stuff is in the Olympics. I mean, they're,
we could do that W team. Team.
Yeah, right. I might have to get out there. See me on the boards. But either way, yeah, I think it's pretty cool. I like all the new stuff that they're doing. It's exciting.
I think it's really cool, like, to see the how it's like held in a different country or whatever. Every time you get to see the culture of the opening games and stuff like that, because it brings a lot of money in for each country that does it, yeah, right? Like,
yeah. Speaking of, because since you mentioned the Lions, I think Detroit has the most like failed attempts at hosting the Olympics, like of all U.S. cities.
Who would host anything in Detroit, yeah, exactly, including the football team?
Yeah, right. The Olympics. So I'm not gonna lie, I'm not a big Olympics guy, but. This year I've started to, you know, I'm trying to watch. There's a lot of stuff I'm trying to get into, right? But the basketball, obviously, they lost again.
Did you see the 3-on-3 like pickup basketball?
No.
So they're doing like 3-on-3. It's a half court, and they're just playing pickup basketball. It's pretty fun.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So like, I watched the rowing. That was fun. Watched the it was like the first one. Germany came in first, U.S. came in second. Yep. But, yeah, so I don't really watch it that much. I think it's cool. Since I cycle, I was watching the cycling a little bit, so maybe I've watched more than I actually thought I have. Yeah, I mean, there's fascinating parts of it. I'm going to try to watch more of it. And, you know, it's great. It's good that it got rescheduled. And it seems like, too, they've got, you know, good contingency plans with, like, you know, COVID and all that kind of stuff. So it seems like it's going well.
Yeah, I mean, I like it a lot. I mean, I made it really interested, like you were saying, more about the open ceremonies and everything. Well, the Olympics come to LA in 2028 or whatever. I don't see how I don't know how we're going to top that. I mean, I'm sure, but I mean, if you watch the open ceremony, whatever, it was
really sick. Cool. Yeah. So that was on Friday, right? Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. And women's soccer won, right?
Did they?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did. Did they play yet?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I misunderstood what you said. Yeah, they played yesterday, so Saturday, 1-6-1.
Yeah, and that's who we care about, right? The women's soccer is always really good. Megan Rapinoe.
Yeah.
Beast. Yeah, they're good.
Julie Ertz.
Alex Morgan.
Yep. Equal pay, huh? It's funny how all that works out, right, Chris?
Yeah, you know, just to recap everyone, because he thinks he's riding on his high horse. And I actually went back on this episode. I can't remember the exact episode in season one where we talked about the U.S. soccer team. And I listened to everything that I said, and there wasn't anything that I would take back now. Just to recap again, what I said is that if the women's soccer team is bringing in more money, they should get paid more. If they're not, and the men's a soccer team is getting paid more, pay them more. Whoever brings in the most money should get paid more, because I'm all about capitalism. I still stand by that. So I don't know. Caleb thinks he's got one up on me, and he doesn't.
No, that's fine. That's not exactly what you said.
That is exactly what I said. I listened to it.
You said the men make more. And that was false information.
Whoa.
Wait, the men don't make more than the women?
I said
who brings them more?
The women.
If,
If so they're not getting paid more?
Kale's basing this off of the one documentary that he watched.
It's facts. They literally show the documents. That's why they're doing it. And that's why they actually get paid.
Yeah. I mean, no, I'm not disputing the facts. I'm just saying, I said in that episode, and we can play it back the next time we come.
I encourage anyone to go watch the documentary. It's called LFG. It's on HBO Max.
And again, you know, just Caleb was operating off the assumption that they just made more back then. I said whoever makes more should get paid more.
You said the men make more, and that was false information. You're spreading false information.
All right, so listeners, what do you think about the Olympics? What's your favorite sport? Are there any sports you think they need to add in the summer, the Winter Olympics? And how do you feel about coming to LA in 2028, you said, Caleb? Yep. That'll be a really good one.
Yeah. Bocce ball's next.
Bocce ball. Okay, I like that. I like that. Okay, well, we're going to head and close out. We appreciate everybody listening to us. I know it's been a while. Chris, Caleb, you guys got any closing statements for the people?
Thanks for waiting on us. Can't wait for the next episode.
Sorry for the wait.
End.
Thank you for tuning in to the Hate It or Love It podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Have feedback or your own comments? Leave us some love on our Instagram page at hateitorloveit_pod. Stay tuned for the next episode.